little while from now. If I'm not feeling any less sour, I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top to throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what's it like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church with people saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go home," as I did on my own, alone again, naturally.
To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. And as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to die. Talk about God and His mercy. Oh, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Whatever else appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide my tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she'd ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, cried and cried all
cried
day,
and cried all
alone
day.
Again, naturally, alone again, naturally.